If you would be turning to Ephesians in chapter 2 and verse 14, you might be wondering where this combined service came from. The pastor previous to me, many times when the Alliance Church met down at Southside, United Protestant, he would go down there and preach when the pastor was gone. And then when he moved away and I came here, they would ask me occasionally to go down there and preach. And so we got to know each other and just have built a friendship up over the years. In behalf of our people, I just want to tell you, every year when this service is over, someone always comes up, usually several people, and say, we have to do that again. Our folks love meeting with you and worshiping the Lord together. So thank you for being here. And we've come here to worship the Lord and to honor Him and bring glory to His name. Now, also every year, we kind of switch out on who has the long message and the short message. And I have the short one. So it's not going to be two long sermons today. You didn't bring enough pain medicine for that. So I will just speak briefly, but do want to share a little. And then we'll have special music and Pastor Lim will come and speak. And he will also have an interpreter. And we'll bring the microphone up here at that time. So let's stand together in honor of God's word. Let's read one verse. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 14. For He, that's the Lord Jesus, for He is our peace. One translation says, for He Himself is our peace. Emphasis upon the Lord Jesus. Who hath made both one and has broken down the middle wall of partition between us. And that's talking about Gentile and Jew, how those who used to be at odds with one another came together in the Lord. And I pray, Father, You'd bless Your word this morning. Thank You for being here with us, and thank You for letting our heart's desire for You find expression, and then You receiving it. Thank You that You like us and You love us so much. You died for us. Thank You for that. And we love You, and we just want to love You more. In Jesus' name, amen. So we've gathered here, and what we have in common is the Lord Jesus. That's our common denominator. And I just want to talk about why it's a good thing to serve the Lord. When there's so many people that you hear about, you know, this person will save you and this person will take you to heaven. Why is it Jesus? Why do we accept one Savior and one Lord and not all of the many others that are presented in so many different places? And can we be sure that we've made the right decision? And of course, the answer to that is absolutely we can be sure. And just briefly, some of the reasons is because of the Bible, a book that has been burned and banned and forbidden and maligned, and people have rejected. And yet, when you get really serious about the Bible, you find that it is true and worthy of our trust and commitment and faith and belief. There was a man several years ago who came to our college, our university, when I was in school. And he was the music guy with the preacher. And he said the way he came to know Jesus as his Savior was, he said, if somebody can tell me that there was a Jesus without using the Bible, I'll believe him. And so the guy pointed him out to some early church fathers and historians like Josephus. And he went to the library, and lo and behold, he started opening up these books and found out that even history itself agrees with what this book says, that there really was a Lord Jesus. And he said, that was enough for me. And he gave his heart and life to the Lord Jesus. And so the Bible has been trustworthy through the ages, has impacted people's lives, has changed their hearts, have redeemed families, have brought people together. It is a book that has been historically accurate. A man said many years ago, when I was just a young Christian, he said, you know, one of these days, when they get out with these new translations, so I'm dating myself, when they get out with these new translations and people are able to study the Bible and understand it, then they'll quit believing it. Well, how false that is. Because when you read it and then you compare it with history, you find out just the opposite. A guide that we had while we were in Israel one time said, of all of the archaeological discoveries that they've made regarding the Bible, not one has disproven the Bible, but all have confirmed it. And you may be aware of the archaeologist who was going to disprove the book of Acts because they travel from city to city to city and nation to nation. And surely if there's going to be a mistake in the Bible historically, it would have been in that book. Now, he was just not a believer at the time, not really. But after he did his archaeological study, he became one. And why? Because it's historically accurate. And then you add to it the supernatural predictions that it has. We call those prophecies. And I've been told, though I've not read all the books of religion of the world, but I've been told that the Bible is the only major book of religion in the world, the only one that has prophecy. God foretelling what was going to happen before it happened. And it came to pass. And the Lord Jesus is at the center of all of that. Go all the way to the book of Genesis, all the way to the last book, Revelation. It all of it points to the Lord Jesus. It foretold us he'd be born in Bethlehem, and he was. It foretold that he'd be betrayed by a friend, and he was. It's foretold that he would have die on a cross, and he was. They would gamble for his clothes. Someone said there were 333 prophecies related to the Lord Jesus, 456 details, and they all came true in the Lord Jesus. So why this information? It just says to us, Jesus is trustworthy. Think of the unity of Scripture. 40 different authors, 3 different continents, 3 different continents. There were 3 different languages, people from various backgrounds, 1,600 years. And yet there's an amazing unity through the Scripture. And where does it point? It points to the Lord Jesus Christ. We are on firm ground when we put our faith and trust in Him. But it's not just the Bible. It's also the testimony of our Heavenly Father. And the testimony of others who had seen the Lord Jesus person to person and face to face. I almost read as my scripture tonight, or this morning, 1 John chapter 1. And the first 3 verses where John the Apostle said, we've seen him with our eyes, we've touched him with our hands, we've listened to him with our ears. I mean, it is personal testimony. Now, none of us have had that benefit yet of seeing him with our eyes. We will one day. But those who did told us, you can trust him. But you know, above all the testimonies recorded in Scripture, the one that we can just really put our absolute total confidence in is the voice of God himself. For when the Lord Jesus was baptized, you remember when the dove descended, the Holy Spirit, and a voice came from heaven and said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And when he was on the Mount of Transfiguration and the 3 disciples were scared because they saw Elijah and they saw Moses and they were just scared and didn't know what to do. And another voice, it was the same voice, came from heaven. This is my beloved Son. Trust him. We can trust him. Those who have seen him said he's trustworthy. The Heavenly Father said the same thing. And then we can add to that the very personal testimony of the Lord Jesus himself. Jesus' words to us. Listen to it. This one verse, probably out of all the verses in Scripture, have caused more furor, more upset on the part of non-believers than any other verse in the Bible. And it's spoken by Jesus himself. John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Jesus said that. Jesus said, there is a way to heaven. I am the way there, the way to get there. Now, can you trust him? Just look at his character. When he was on the cross, had it been me, I would not have been happy. And I know happy probably is the wrong word to use, but I probably wouldn't have been too pleasant with my words and my thoughts either. Had I been hanging there unjustly, I might have said something I shouldn't have said. But what did the Lord Jesus say? His very first words out of his mouth, I think, speaks volumes regarding his character and his person. Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. The testimonies that you've heard today, It's really all about Jesus. It's not about the Richland Chinese Alliance Church. It's not about Richland Baptist Church. It's not about me as an individual. It's not about us as a group. It really is about the Lord Jesus. He paid the price for us. He died for us. He sent the Holy Spirit to us who lives in us. And all of us, if you're a believer, could have stood up here this morning and said, this is the day I gave my life to the Lord Jesus. And this is the day He saved me and cleansed me. You could have done that. But if you're here this morning and you've not done that, I pray, we pray, that you would surrender to the Lord Jesus, the King of Kings, the Savior of the world, the one in whom we must all trust if heaven's going to be our home. If you've not done that, we pray that you will. We'll have our special music at this time.
感谢赞美神，今天早上我们两间教会能够聚在这里来敬拜神。
I praise and give thanks to the Lord that our two congregations can come together to worship Him.
我们有不同的文化，我们有不同的背景，我们有不同的服事，可是我们在主里面，我们是一家人。
We have different culture background, we have different skin colors, and many ways we're different, but yet in the Lord, we are one family.
感谢赞美神 Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Praise the Lord!
今天我用长的信息来讲最短的祷告。
Although I draw for the longer sermon, my message will be on the shortest prayer.
我们请林医生把用英文把整段经文念出来。我们要念马太福音第14章第23到32节。
I'm going to read the passage that will be preached on the message today. It is recorded in Matthew 14, verses 23 through 32. Matthew 14, verse 23. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But the boat was already a considerable distance from the land, buffeted by the waves, because the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It is a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down.
亨利 摩里森 是非洲的老宣教士。
Henry Morrison was a missionary spending many years in Africa.
他乘坐一艘从非洲开往纽约的轮船，在轮船上面，他准备要回到纽约过退休的生活。
He was retiring to return to New York to spend his retired life. So he was on board a ocean liner heading to New York.
这对老宣教士面临着退休过后没有退休金，再加上他的健康情况又不好，回想过往的宣教生涯，面对着失败。
This couple was with heavy heart because his health was failing. And when he looked back in the days of his missionary life, there were many griefs and many disappointments and fear. And looking forward, he didn't have a padded 401k. So there are a lot of things that caused him to have a heavy heart.
在船上，他发现到美国总统罗斯福也在船上跟他一起同一艘船。
But it just so happened that after he got on board, he found out that President Teddy Roosevelt was also on board.
总统是从非洲打猎回到美国去。
And President Roosevelt was returning from Africa after a safari.
船上的每一个目光都注重在总统的身上。
Of course, everybody on board had their full attention on the president.
没有人理会这位老宣教士。
And hardly anybody noticed the missionary.
在船上，老宣教士就告诉他的太太。
So he complained to his wife.
这实在是太不公平了。
It's just so unfair.
我们一生的生命都摆上去在非洲做宣教的工作。
We have faithfully put out the best years of our life to serve God in the mission field in Africa.
这么多年来没有人关怀我们。
And nobody cared.
没有人记得我们。
Nobody remember.
我们现在要回家，连给我们拍照的人都没有。
Now we're returning home, not even a photographer to take a picture of us.
也没有人来欢送我们。
Let alone a welcoming party.
他的夫人说，亲爱的，你不应该如此想。
His wife just said, "My darling, don't think that way."
老宣教士说，是真的，太不公平了。
But it is true.Henry said, "It's just unfair."
当轮船抵达了纽约港口的时候，
as the ship arrived at port in New York,
有乐队在港口里面，在港口欢迎总统的回来。
All the dignitaries were at the port.
市长和官员也在那里欢迎总统。
They were there with palms and fanfare to welcome the President.
全场的每一个目光都注重在总统的身上。
And the president, of course, had everybody's attention.
没有人去注意这对宣教士。
And hardly anyone noticed Mr. and Mrs. Morrison.
这对宣教士于是他们下船到东部的地方，找到一间简单的公寓住下来。
So they got themselves to the east side of town, found themselves a cheap, simple apartment.
他希望能够在第二天想法子解决他们在纽约要维持生活的问题。
And they still have to hope that next morning he could go out and find a job to take care of his life in New York.
当天晚上，老宣教士告诉了他的太太。
At night, Henry told his wife.
我实在受不了了。
I can't take it anymore.
神对我们实在太不公平了。
God is just so unfair to us.
老太太告诉他。
So his wife said,
你为什么不到房间把这件事告诉神呢？
Why don't you go into your room and tell God quietly about it?
不久，宣教士从房间里面出来。
A little while later, he emerged from his room.
他是很开心，跟以前的态度完全不同，告诉太太说。
His countenance changed, and he joyfully told his wife.
他说，太太就问，告诉太太说，神和我解决了这个问题。
God has solved this problem for me.
我告诉他，在这么多年来，我忠心耿耿地服侍神。
See, I told the Lord, Lord, I've served you so many years faithfully.
到了退休的时候，我回国却没有人来欢迎我们，来接待我们。
But when I returned home, nobody greeted us.
而总统呢，只不过是来打猎，回来后受到隆重的欢迎。
All the president did in Africa was a hunting trip, and so many people came out to greet him.
当我祷告结束后，
But when I finished praying,
师父有一双手就放在我的肩膀上面。
I felt hands on my shoulder.
这双有一个声音告诉我说，但是你还没有回家。
And a loving voice whispered to me, But my child, you're not yet home.
是的，将会有奖赏，将会有忠心的赏识，但是不一定在这里。
Yes, there will be reward for faithful serving, but maybe not now, not yet.
在我们的一生中，
throughout the course of our life,
我们的眼光所注意的事物常常会影响到我们的心情。
Whatever we focus on with our sight often affects how we think with our mind.
在刚才所读的这一段经文里面，我们看到彼得在水面上将要沉没了。
In the passage we read, we saw that Peter was about to sink.
几乎就没有命了。
And he thought he was going to lose his life.
为什么呢？
Why?
沉没对彼得来说是我们很难想象的一件事情。
If you think about it, it is difficult to imagine Peter going to sink.
因为彼得是渔夫，
He was a fisherman.
所以我相信大部分的渔夫都会游泳。
I believe most fishermen should know how to swim.
彼得的问题是什么？
But what was the problem with Peter?
在圣经第三十节说，彼得只因见风甚大就害怕。
The problem was that when he looked at the wind, the strong wind, he became afraid.
彼得要在水里面要走到耶稣那里去。
He was trying to walk on the water toward Jesus.
因为他看到耶稣在水面上行走，他也要行走。
Because he saw Jesus walked on water, he wanted to do the same thing.
彼得有目标，彼得有方向。
At that time, Peter had a goal and had a direction.
那目标和方向就是耶稣基督。
And the goal and direction at that time was Jesus.
但是面对在风浪的冲击时，彼得的眼光从耶稣身上转移了。
But as the wind blew and the wave rose, he moved his sight away from Jesus into the wind.
当彼得不注目着耶稣，而看风浪的时候，他所要向前的目标和方向转移了。
So as soon as he moved his sight away from Jesus,into the wind and the wave, he lost his goal, his direction.
他的勇气，他的信心也消灭了。
And also went his courage and confidence.
在我们人生的道路上面，发生在我们当中的风浪，多少时候使我们的眼目从耶稣的身上转移到风浪。
How many times does trials and tribulations in our life move our sight away from Jesus into those difficult times that we face.
我们所看到的是全是风浪。
Everything we see was difficulty.
全是我们的困难.
Everything we see is trouble.
全是我们的绝望失望. 我们不行了, 我们不够了, 我们不满足了, 我们很痛苦, 我们很惊慌, 我们很愤怒.
All we saw are our hardship, our trials, our disappointment, and all we think about is we're inadequate, we're dissatisfied, we're undone.
我们忘记了看耶稣,
but we have forgotten to keep our eyes on Jesus.
就好像这位年老的宣教士只看公平而不看神,
just like Mr. Morrison, who just kept his mind focused on whether it was fair and forgot to keep eyes on God.
他只看人的欢迎和接待, 而忘记神的信实, 神的公义, 神的慈爱和神的怜悯。
When he focused his sight on whether he was greeted with palms and fanfares, he lost sight of God's faithfulness, righteousness, mercy, and kindness.
当我们的眼目看风难的时候, 我们会害怕。
When our eyes are on the trials and trouble, we'll be afraid.
我们会失望, 我们会难过, 我们会无助。
And we'll feel despair, we'll feel disappointment, and we feel we're in trouble.
我们甚至会陷入到忧郁的当中, 那个时候我们就会沉下去了。
We may even go into depression, and at that time we really sink.
就像彼得沉到水里面一样。
Just like Peter, who was going to sink.
如果我们的目光是 注目在耶稣基督的身上, 神的话语上, 神的应许上, 我们所看到的是盼望。
But if we keep our eyes on Jesus Christ, keep our eyes on the promise and faithfulness of God, what we see is hope.
看到的是神的能力, 神的永恒, 看到的是神的爱, 看到的是神的全能。
And what we see will be the eternal power of God and His faithfulness and His love.
彼得要沉下去了。
Peter was going to sink.
但很自然地向神发出求救的呼喊。
And almost reflexively, he 主啊, cried out to God for help.
主啊, 救我。
Lord, save me.
这是很短的祷告。
This is the shortest prayer.
中文只有四个字。
In Chinese, the four words.
在英文三个字。
In English, three.
我们现在请 Richardson Baptist Church 的弟兄姐妹用中文念出来。
I'll invite Richardson Baptist Church brothers and sisters to read it in Chinese.
你们跟着林医生把用中文两个字讲。
In Chinese, 主啊, 救我。
我们请 宣道会华人宣道会的弟兄姐妹用英文念出来。
So now I invite brothers and sisters from the Alliance Church to read it in English.
Lord, save me. 彼得这个祷告很短。
This is a very short prayer.
但是是一个很好的祷告。
But it's a very good prayer.
是值得我们学习的祷告。
It's well worth our study.
我们要用五方面来看这个祷告。So
we'll look at it in five aspects.
第一,这个祷告是一个认定神主权的祷告。First,
this is a prayer that recognizes the sovereignty of God.
主啊,救我是祷告带出了第一, 他有祷告的对象，这个对象就是主。
So first, this prayer, Lord save me, contains a direction who this prayer is prayed towards.
是第二是要求的，向神要求的是什么？
The second part is what it contains is what he was praying for.
祷告必须要有对象。
The prayer must be directed towards someone.
就好像敬拜必须要有对象这样。
Just like worship must be directed towards someone.
对象是谁很重要。
Who this someone is very important.
今天我们的祷告, 今天我们的崇拜, 我们的对象就是向着神。
Today, as we have our worship service, who we worship to, directed to, is God.
第二点我们要学习的是, 这是一个很简短的祷告。
And the second point of this prayer is that it's a very short, a brief prayer. So Peter's prayer indicated whom he was praying to. And also said what he would ask.
他告诉神啊,
he says what God could do for him. So his prayer was very simple.
救我,
just save me.
没有一个祷告比彼得的祷告更简单。
And no prayer comes simpler than this one.
彼得的祷告不需要说一些漂亮的话语。
So prayer doesn't always need to have flowery words.
也不需要说出有文学修养的词句。
And it's not a speech of high literary forms.
也不需要讲出神学的道理出来。
And it's not a theology thesis.
祷告是很简明简单明了的讲出内心所要讲出来的话语。
But prayer is telling what you have in mind precisely and concisely.
彼得在紧急的关头里面没有时间思想漂亮的词句。
So at that time, with all the danger, Peter didn't have time to compose a beautiful prayer.
他用最快的速度向神呼求。
He just cried out for help with the urgency.
基督徒最大的问题是生活当中没有祷告。
Now one of the biggest problems Christians have today is the lack of prayer.
我们常常说我没有时间祷告。
They often cite lack of time as the reason.
当你每天要出门的时候，你是否有祷告？
So let us say, before you leave home that day, did you pray?
当你在临睡之前的时候，你是否有祷告？
Or before you go to bed to retire, did you pray?
当你们夫妇面对困难的时候，是否将困难带到神的面前？
Or if your family is facing some difficulties, do you bring it to God together?
当你为你的工作、你的前途、你的儿女经济恐慌，你是否求告神呢？
Or when you're troubled because of difficulty with job, with studies, or with your children, with your finance, do you bring that to God?
还是你在困难的当中，你在你的困难当中团团转。
Or you just turn around yourself in your difficulties.
当我们一起学习祷告的学习祷告功课的时候。
And when we learn the lesson of prayer,
我们要向神祷告说，主啊，救我。
We pray like Peter does, Lord, save me.
主啊，控制我的脾气。
Lord, help me to control my temper.
主啊，给我更多的亮光。
Lord, give me more illumination.
主啊，给我更多的力量。
Lord, give me strength.
主啊，叫我不要害怕。
Lord, tell me not to be afraid.
主啊，赐给我智慧。
Lord, give me wisdom.
主啊，为我开路。
Lord, make a way where there's none.
主啊，赐我信心。 主啊，救我。
Lord, give me the faith, and Lord, save me.
第三个功课我们要看的是, 这是一个直接的祷告。
And the third lesson is that this is a very direct prayer.
彼得的祷告是直接来到神的面前祷告。
He prayed directly to God. He came directly to God with that request.
他直接来到神的面前把所要的告诉神。
Came before God to tell God what he wanted.
很多时候我们的祷告是我们祷告来到神的家中绕着屋子转。
Very often when we pray, we get to the front yard of God's house. We just go around the bushes.
我们不去敲门去寻找进门的地方。
But we don't go up to the front door to knock and seek entrance.
彼得的祷告很清楚地指点我们如何进到神的里面。
But Peter's prayer really can be a pointer to us that how we can gain direct access to God.
彼得的祷告是带到全能者的面前将一切
He brought everything before the Almighty and commit everything to Him.
第四点就是一个个人性的祷告。
And the fourth point is that this is a personal prayer.
彼得的祷告说：“主啊，救我。”
He said, "Lord, save me."
完全把他的需要带到神的面前。
He brought everything he needs before God.
这是一个个人性的。
This is very personal.
我们的祷告是个人跟神之间的关系。
Because our prayer is a connection between us personally with God.
我们和神之间的关系是个人的关系。
And our relationship with God is personal.
神的救恩是要给我们每一个人。
God's saving grace is to be given to each individual.
是要我们成为神的儿女。
He wanted us to become his son or daughter.
是你与神之间的个人关系。
It is a relationship between you and God.
每一个人必须接受耶稣基督为你个人的救主和生命的主。
So everyone who wants to develop this relationship must receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and your personal Lord.
第五点，这是一个很恳切的祷告。
And the fifth point is that this is a very earnest prayer.
彼得的祷告是很迫切的祷告。
It comes out with great urgency.
他没有说，主啊，明天救我。
He didn't say, Lord, save me tomorrow.
他已经下沉了。
He was beginning to sink.
巨浪已经要把他吞了下去。
He was going to be swallowed up by the billows of waves.
他只喊主啊，救我。
He only had time to utter that simple prayer.
更确切的意思是，主啊，快救我，我快没命了。
So to be exact, what he meant was, Lord, save me quickly, right now, I'm going to die.
如果你迟来了，我就沉下到海底去了。
If you delay, I'm going to sink to the bottom.
很多人希望得到耶稣基督的拯救。
Now many would wish to be saved and go to heaven.
当时是什么时候呢？
But when?
他们还没有想到这个问题。
They often want to put it off.
一个青年人说，
There was a young man who once said,
等我老一点，对人生看一些，那以后再让耶稣来救我。
Maybe I'll think about it when I'm older, I've seen more of life.
一个年轻人告诉我，
This young person told me,
信耶稣没有自由。
If you believe in Jesus Christ, you lost your freedom.
我们不能够自由放荡。
Because we can't do just about anything we want.
我们不能够抽烟，不能够喝酒，不能够吸毒。
And we can't smoke, drink, or do drugs.
让我先享受好现今的生活，等我老的时候再信也不迟。
So why don't you let me live my life the way I have now, and then when I'm old, I will believe.
但是谁能够知道明天的道路如何呢？
But who can see tomorrow?
你知道你的生命能够活多长吗？
Who knows how long you have on earth?
彼得在水里面行走。
When Peter was walking on the water,
看到风浪而害怕。
When he saw the winds and the wave, he was afraid.
直到他快要下沉了。
And he was beginning to sink.
等他在沉下去之前，很快的做了向耶稣求救的祷告。
But right before he was about to sink, he made this prayer for Jesus to help him, to save him.
这个祷告是一个认定主神主权的祷告。
So this is a prayer that recognizes the sovereignty of God.
这个是祷告，是一个简单的祷告。
This was a simple prayer.
这个是祷告，是一个直接的祷告。
It was a very direct prayer.
这个祷告是恳切的祷告。
It was a very earnest prayer.
彼得这样的祷告使我们从看风浪的眼光再次的转移到来仰望神。
But a prayer like this move our sight away from the wind and the wave towards Jesus Christ.
在你的生活中，你的眼光注意的是什么？
Now, in our life, what are we focusing our sight on?
是神呢?
Is it God?
还是你的问题?
Or is it our problem?
还是你的困难?
Or our predicament?
那退休的宣教士在开往纽约的船上眼睛看的是我。
Back to Mr. Morrison. When he was on the ocean liner, his sight was on I.
我几十年在非洲的宣教生涯，退休后回国，没有人来迎接我。
I spent the last 25 years on mission field. I had nobody to come greet me.
退休后又没有钱。
I have no retirement, no pension.
又没有退休金，没有医药的保险。
I have no insurance. I have no money.
神对我实在太不公平了。
I was unfairly treated.
当他的眼光看自己的时候，
That's what happened when the eyesight is focused on I.
他看到的是他的得失。
All he saw was whether he gained or lose.
他看的是他的失败。
Whether he had his disappointments and failures.
他看的是不公平。
And whether he was treated fairly.
他看的是灰心和失望。
And all he saw was his frustration and disappointments.
当他再一次的回到神的面前时，
But when he went into the room to face God,
他看的是他所信的神是谁。
When he directs his eyes to the God that he believed.
这位神他的爱是永远不会改变的神。
The God whose love is unchanging.
他是全能的。
The God who is almighty.
他是全知的。
Who is omniscient.
他是看顾你我的神。
The God who cares for you and for me.
他是守约施慈爱的神。
He is the God who keeps his covenant and give his love.
神给我们的是永恒的盼望。
What he gives us is eternal hope.
他的眼光就转向的神。
When he moved his sight from the trouble to God.
他已不再看自己的得失问题。
When he no longer focuses on what he gains and what he loses.
他看的是属灵的事情。
When he focuses his eyes on spiritual matters.
他看到的是将来的天上的荣耀。
And he would be able to see the glory in heaven.
那个时候他的整个心情完全改变了。
And all his countenance changed.
他的心灵再次的被神所更新。
His heart was lifted again.
他被提升了。
It was renewed.
他的问题，他的伤痕，他的前途，他的另一半啊，是完全的不同了。
All that worry about his future, his how his finance works and how he makes ends meet, all that have changed.
今天你所面对的是怎样的一个问题呢？
So what is the problem that you're facing today?
你怎样看你的问题？
How are you looking at the predicaments that you have?
你是看你的困难吗？
Are you focusing on the troubles?
你是看你的伤痕吗？
Or are you focusing on the wounds?
你是看你的儿女的问题吗？
Are you focusing on your children's difficulties?
你是看你经济的问题吗？
Or your financial difficulties?
你是看你退休后你没有，你害怕没有钱来维持你的生活吗？
Or your small retirement account?
弟兄姐妹，让我们再一次的来抬头仰望这位神。
Even with all these, let us lift up our head and turn our eyes to God.
因为我们的帮助是从造天地的耶和华而来。
Because our help comes from the God that created heaven and earth.
他永远不打盹。
He never slumbers.
他爱你是永远不改变的。
And his love is never changing.
让我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
当我们低头祷告的时候，
As we bow our head and pray,
我想问你问题。
I just want to ask you this question.
你今天你的难处在哪里？
What is your difficulty today?
是你有伤痕吗？
Is that your wound?
你为你的前途难过吗？
Or is that your disappointment with your future?
你的家庭困难吗？
Or is that difficulty in your family?
你的经济问题吗？
Or finance?
让我们学习彼得祷告的功课。
Let us learn from Peter's prayer.
让我们来到神的面前。
Let's come before the Lord.
当我们在安静的时候
in our quietness,
如果你愿意将你的问题带到神的面前
if you would like to submit everything that you care to God,
就在你的座位上面把你的手伸出来
please raise your hand while remaining seated,
我要为你祷告
I will pray for you,
那你把你的手伸出来向默默地向神说神啊救我
you pray silentlyLord, save me.
我要为你祷告。
I will pray for you.
主啊，我们为做伸在你的面前伸出手的弟兄姐妹交托给你。
Lord, we commit those who raise their hands and their seat to your hand.
你知道我们每一个人我们的难处我们的困境。
You already know what we're going through.
主啊，我们只有来到你面前，我们伸出我们的手。
As we stretch out our hands towards you, Lord,
我们凭着信心向你说：“主啊，救我。
”And we cry out with faith, Lord, save me.
主啊，求你垂听我们在你面前的祷告。
Lord, please hear our prayer before you.
我们深深的相信你会照做你的旨意成全。
And we trust totally.That you will accomplish what you have will.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Lord Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.